to get to the end of it. I saw this sign in Disney World when we were away in Florida last year. And it made me laugh because I looked at the words at the bottom before I looked at the symbols. I'm quite grown up enough to go to the toilet without a companion. I don't need any help, is what went through my mind. But you know, some signs, you need to see the whole picture to understand it, don't you? So here's the rest of the picture. It makes sense when you see the whole picture, doesn't it? But if you just read the words, you think, really? That's a bit weird. Okay, right, next one. I think there's another one. Is there, Neil? Yeah. This is a new line in Boots. I got, oh, Dad, when I was taking a picture of that sign in the shop, but that just made me chuckle. Just like, really? The marketing people could have used their brain a bit, couldn't they? Is there any more of these? One more. Okay, right. Can't remember what this is. Oh, do you know how some people on their door, they have their name on their office door, don't they? This poor clinical midwifery manager, a bit vacant. I know that's supposed to say if you slide the thing across, it says occupied, but you know, it just made me chuckle when I walked. This is when my mum was in hospital. I haven't had a hip problem. I do this, I'm a bit sad, I know. I go around and I take pictures of random things that I see, but sometimes they come in useful. So this is just an example of some misleading signs, but, and now come on, you're supposed. Right, okay, so. Picnic should be at 1 o'clock. Okay, right. So some of these signs are warning signs, right? Okay. Some of them are direction signs. I thought you'd be intelligent enough to work this out. And some of them, And some of them are requests or suggestions. Okay. So we've got warnings, directions, requests, and suggestions. And I'm going to test you, check you in a minute. Oh, and Bible, and the Bible. Right, that one should be obvious. Okay. Oh, Ethan, careful. Right, warnings. Suggestions. Suggestions or requests, Hannah? I thought this was going to be easy. Anyway. Okay, are we nearly there? Right. We're gonna go through them, so don't worry. Right, just stand in four different groups across the front here because I need everybody to I need them separate from each other. So two or three of you stand with one group and two or three in another and so on. Get off the stage. Go and stand there. Yeah. I'm gonna come down there in a minute. Okay, right. Okay, so who thinks they've got the warning signs? You think you've got the warning signs? Craig, Neil, even, not Craig, sorry. That would be challenging from there. Right, let's go through the warning signs. Have you got the, which one have you got first? You got that one, danger of death. Yeah. That's a pretty clear warning, isn't it? Okay, so, and you've got the next one, Ethan? What have you got next? What's Neil got next? Sorry. What's Neil got next? No entry. Is that a warning? Or is that a suggestion or a request, or it could be a warning, couldn't it? Okay, that is a warning. Right, you've got it in the wrong pile. Okay, well, swap. If you've got it in the wrong pile, you can't mess them up. You've got to get the signs in the right pile. Right, okay, what's the next one? God, this is really harder than I thought it was going to be. Stop. Right, a warning sign, stop. You've got to stop, otherwise something, some crisis is going to happen.
Perhaps all of those go with those.
Well, wait a minute. Right, what's the next one? There are seven of these in each category. Why did I do so many? Right, road ahead closed. That's a warning. Have you got that one? Right, okay, and the next one? Right, height restriction. This is helpful for buses. Oh, that's a width restriction. If it was the other way up. Oh, yeah. Anyway, it's still helpful for buses, whichever way round. Okay, so width restriction. If your vehicle's too big, don't go down that gap. Okay. And is there more in this category? Okay. Right. Yeah, don't run aground. If you're driving a long vehicle or a truck or something and there's a bump in the road, don't go there. That's not helpful. Right. Is that one done? No, one more. Right, okay. I like this sign because I think, well, that's a bit of a challenge, isn't it? You know, let's, how fast can you go around the corner without skidding? Oh, no, it's not what it means. Yeah, it's possible to do that. Yeah, it is. Yeah, but that's a warning sign, isn't it? Slippery road. We all know that. Okay, so that's the warning signs. You've got to get that right, haven't you? If you've got to understand the sign that you're looking at. So what's the next category? You need to pay attention now because you've got to get these right. Okay, right. Now, what are these? What are we doing here? Directions, right. So diversion signs. Has anyone seen any of these in Bromsgrove lately? Yes. Yeah, so diversion sign. Have you got that in there? Yes. You got that one. Right, next one. What's this sign? Well, who's got that one then?
I don't think anyone's buying that.
I think he didn't
Do you know where it is? No. Well, you put them out. Okay. One way. We haven't got that one anywhere. It'll be here somewhere. Don't worry. Don't worry, Ethan. But that means one way. If you go the other way, you're going to cause a problem, aren't you? Worcester Road, by the nightclub, if you drive the other way, we have seen that, causes a problem. Okay, next one. Okay, so you've got this one. Directions. If you want, you've got to get in the right Latin American road sign as well. And believe me, in America, it makes a big difference if you get in the wrong lane. Done that. Next one. If you want to go to Manchester, don't turn left there. Okay? The directions point you in the right way to go, don't they? That's an important thing that we're going to come back to. Next one. If you want the lift, don't go that way. You know, stairs. Yeah, well, I'm saying that way because the arrow is that way on my screen. Okay, next one. These are all directions. Have you got this one? Cycle route, if you want to go on your... Okay, and have you got this next one? Yeah. Is that all the ones you've got? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, yeah, you're missing one. Okay, right, next category. What have we got next? Okay, now these are requests or suggestions. Okay, who's got those? You must have. Which ones have you got then? Oh, you've got the Bible ones. Right, okay, so you've got that one. Okay, next one. Right, keep off the grass. You got that one?
Yes.
Yeah, you got that one? Right, next one. This? Yeah. Now, I was a little bit cheeky with this. Request, suggestion. Or is it actually an instruction? Anyway, it's in my suggestions box. Next one. No one supervised children beyond this point? Yeah, I should have put that sign here, shouldn't I? Yeah, okay, next one. Right, no beards. Have you got that one? Requests. No beards. Yeah, is that, yeah. We'll sort you out next week, yeah. Okay, I couldn't resist that one. Okay, and we've got more. Yeah, right, what's the next one? Yeah. Take off your shoes, yeah. That's polite, isn't it? If you go in somebody's house and you've got muddy shoes, you don't carry on. Yeah, go on, next one. Yeah. Private property, unauthorised vehicles will be towed away at owner's expense. Okay, you what? Can we put that on the church car park? There is one particular car I would like to use that on in the church car park that parks there overnight every day of the week, but don't get me started on that. Yeah, so anyway, so they're all good. Right, they're all in the right categories, aren't they? Okay. What about the Bible ones? Have you got some Bible ones? Okay. So what I want people to do is, for each one of these, is to read them out when they come up on the screen. I have to... We've only got 6 of these because we... We had to remove one because there was a typo on it that I hadn't spotted and it really wasn't helpful. Right, okay, so I want one of you each to read one of these, okay? Who's going first? Here. Right, pass the microphone around. Right. Oh, you've got the easiest one, don't do that. Right, here. What does that say on the screen, Matthew?
Hope.
Hope. That's the whole point of this, isn't it? Right, okay, next one. Have you got that one in your list? Have you got that one in your pile? You can just say yes. Yeah, okay. Right. I'd hope you'd get the Bible ones in the right pile.
We love because he first loved us.
Okay, next one.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Okay, keep it moving. Keep going. Just pass it on and keep moving them along.
Be still and know that I am God.
Oh, now some of the fonts on this one. Let me read this one. Okay. Plans for your life. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Really important verse from Jeremiah. So next one. We've got another one. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's a great verse again. Have we got any more of these, Neil? No. Right. Okay. Right. So signs. Okay. Different types of signs. Warnings, directions, fingers, suggestions. Requests and Bible verses, and it's important that we get them all in the right place, isn't it? That we understand all the different categories, all the different things that the signs around us are looking at, are showing us and directing us towards. We're going to think a bit more about that in a minute. We're going to sing a song together first. You can stay here and do the actions if you want. No, Karis doesn't want to. We're going to sing a song together that reminds us that actually all around us, in every aspect of our lives, I'm not talking about road signs or keep off the grass signs or things like that now, but I'm talking about the things that God shows us, the things that God puts in front of us, whether that's something that somebody shares with us in words or in writing or whatever it is. A nice, bright, sunny morning, a new day, all of the great things that God... Hey, hang on a minute. All of the great things that God shows to us. We have an awesome God who is absolutely amazing, who is never-ending, unending in his graciousness and his provision for us. And we're going to sing about that in this next song. Our God is a great big God. Come.